Episode 2470, Choose Happy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for an extraordinary, beautiful day. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and you have a choice to make today. You can be fussy and get angry really easily, but today I want you to choose happy. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, are you waiting for everything and everyone to make you happy? Claim what is yours and put away that which pulls you astray. Choose happy, and not just any happy. Choose a happy that makes you feel good, makes you feel alive. You get to choose your attitude when you wake up. You get to choose the energy you put forth to accomplish your task for the day. You choose the effort and how much to invest. So if you choose the feelings you have throughout your day, then what will change for you? I bet you'll have more of a smile on your face. You won't be so angry all the time. You won't be fretting over every little thing. If you choose all the above, why not choose happy? Often we make excuses for how we're feeling, what we've accomplished or not accomplished for the day. We also blame others for our feelings. Have you ever gotten caught in that? Oh my gosh, he just makes me so mad. Really? Does he make you so mad? Or have you adopted the feeling and grabbed onto that and it gives you an excuse to be mad because you're just frustrated? You just want to be moody. Now, I get it. Life does happen and we have things in our lives that really draw out our feelings. Okay? I want you to take a breather here though. I want you to really think, are those really emotions or are those just reactions? Are you just really trying to get attention? Or are you saying, yeah, I'm feeling it, but I'm feeling it because I get to feel it. So just leave me alone. Think about this. Do you really control someone else's emotions? No. But how many times do we allow them to control us? It's not that we allow them. It's our excuse. That's what we hold on to. It's a way out to be whatever is not acceptable at the moment. We blame others for how we want to feel. If you want to live in misery, fine, not a problem, but stop blaming others. However, if you want to feel good, conquer your goals, and impact the world you touch, then choose happy. You know, life may not be what you want currently. You may be struggling. Have you watched the news? Do you know inflation is on the rise? Did you know how it's hitting your pocketbook? I'm sure it is. In our area alone, there are people that are having a hard time meeting their rent, not because they don't have a job. It's because the landlords are raising the rent and they can't afford it. It's so high. They said in the next 5 to 10 years, people are not going to be able to afford at all because of all the amount of houses that are being sucked up by people who are investing in them to make a buck. I'm all for money. But how is it hitting the bottom line, right? How is it hitting your checkbook, your bank account? So yeah, life may happen. Life may get underneath your skin. You could be stranded in feelings that flood your day, keeping you from what you deserve today, but you can still choose happy. And even though life gets rough, because we know it does, don't give up your power in how you feel. Reactions are not the way to live a life on purpose. As a purpose-driven woman, you get to choose the feelings you capture and respond to. You get to choose how you respond. You get to choose. So don't allow somebody else to basically overcome you. You get to overcome. And there's a difference. So today, it's about putting a smile on your own face. Choose happy. Self-empower your happy to brighten your day and impact the world you touch. Choose happy. So what can you do to stimulate happiness today? What is it for you? What do you need to grab hold of? What do you need to let go of? What feeling do you really want to capture in your heart? And you're like, but how do I do that? I want to give you just a couple pointers here. And I'm not going to teach here a lot because it is Inspiration Motivation Day. I just want you to listen though, because this is real life. And it's hard choosing happy. Now, there's a difference between joy and happy. We're not going to get into that. I could do a whole series on the difference between joy and happy. But you see, we take our happiness and we give that power, that feeling over to everything else or everyone else. If your boss comes and says, you know what, you really screwed up on this report, do you think you're going to choose happy? No. Most of us choose a reaction of, gosh darn it, I can't stand him. Why does he always act this way? I've been working my butt off and to only hear this? How much more do I have to give? How much more do I have to do? Right? You know what I'm talking about, right? The kids. Huh, mom, we're having this again. I don't want this for dinner. This is crap. Now, I hate to say it, but our kids are talking that way. Not my kids, but kids in the world today. I hope yours aren't either. But if they are, and if they're showing some disrespect to you, are you going to allow them to sit there and just like wash over what you can choose in your life? How you choose to feel? How you choose to respond? So what can you do to stimulate happiness today? One powerful thing, turn on some pumping, awesome gospel, just blare it music. That says, you know what? Life is tough, but guess what? I am bigger. God is bigger than all of this stuff. And we forget. I had the privilege of watching, not live, I was watching on TV. Okay, I was not there. I was not present. I'm not that connected. But Jeff Bezos sent up Blue Origin again and had Will Shatner on, right? Star Trek, going into outer space. And he was an actor doing that. And now he actually did. He's 90 years old. And when they landed, they finally got him undone, unbuckled. They got him out of the capsule. He walked up and he was having this conversation with Jeff Bezos. And it was very interesting because it was live. I was watching this live. There was no cut. There was no, oh my gosh, we're going to, you know, what is he going to say? Or are we going to delay it? Whatever it was. No, it was real raw. And you know what he said that just captivated my ears and it drew me in even more? He said, I hope I never recover from this. He was talking about the experience. He said, at one point I was in light and there was life, and the other point I was in darkness and it was death. And he goes, it was only a second. It was so fast. And he was overcome by it. His emotions began to show through. I mean, it was visible that what he saw was much deeper than he had ever imagined. So every day, think about your every day. What if your motto was, I hope I don't recover from this? Meaning that, you know what? I'm not going to forget what it's like to choose happy. Blare that gospel playing music. Blare that upbeat song. Sing and dance a little bit as you do the dishes. Be a little crazy. Blow up a balloon or two. Make it a party every single day. And yes, even if you get bad news, even if it's tough, even if finances aren't where they are, even if you don't have that book written yet, even if you're still working on your business and you think it's going to die because the economy is not where it's supposed to be, wherever you are in your life, choose happy and allow yourself to feel the rush and never recover from that. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.